In this episode of the Beamable Game Dev Podcast, I sit down with Chris Hanna and we discuss the importance of leaderboards. Let's jump into the interview. Chris, what is happening? Welcome back.
Hey, Josh. Not too much is going on. Just another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. We are at it again with the cat.
Yeah, my cat's making a guest appearance. Just ignore her.
I love it. That's great. So we're gonna kind of mix things up with, you know, the show has typically been like we're getting game devs and talking about that. We're still gonna keep it very much in the with the theme of game development, but we want to dive in specifically to Beamable. And the first thing we're gonna talk, like, I want to address the different things that Beamable offers, kind of the problems that it solves and how it can enhance your game.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I thought we could talk about is leaderboards. Now, leaderboards are something that go way back, I mean, to the arcades.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like we were talking a little bit ahead of time before we hit the record button. And I mean, I remember I would always use especially after the Matrix came out, I would use Neo as my initials, right? Like in games like Killer Instinct and things like that, Mortal Kombat, you know. And it was always a fight to get your, not only were you trying to win those matches, you were also trying to hit.
Oh my gosh, the number of quarters I've put in just to get my name on the board. I'm like, I see 10th place. I just need to be 10th place. I just want to be there. I got to get on the board. Yeah.
And I remember having conversations with people that were like, they knew the different people within their arcade, like the regulars, you know, that was like, oh, this is their initials and this is their initials. And I want to, oh, I can't believe they beat my high score there, you know, like, and there's just that whole social aspect that can add to the longevity of your game, right? And it's something that Beamable can do.
Yeah, you can do it very easily with the Beamable. And I think that it's one of those things that's easy enough that you might see a demo of it and you'd be like, that was it. That wasn't hard at all. It's just a leaderboard. What's the big deal? But there's so much going on behind the scenes that, yeah, it adds a ton of longevity. Like the one I was talking about, I was playing Asteroids the other night and I was struggling to get good at Asteroids. It's like, this game is one of the oldest games ever. And I'm literally freaking out about it, spending money on it.
That's amazing. And like you were saying, we have like sample projects that people can see on the website. I think it's beamable.com/samples, and you can head over there and check out each of these different sample projects, and one of them being leaderboards. And so maybe like you said, on the surface it seems like it's relatively easy, but like maybe kind of break it down a little bit for us.
Sure. Yeah. So on the surface, what you'd see is there. Maybe like three things that you'd see right away when you want to set up a leaderboard in your game using Beamable. There's a configuration for each board. So you have like a high scores table, or maybe you have like a solo high scores table. You've got like different maybe tables for different game modes or something. And each one of those has its own little configuration. Configuration's pretty small, but it's a couple of knobs and dials that you can play with. And then another part is the code. So like you can submit scores, you can query scores. So you can like render your score table in your game. And then the last one is we actually have a pre-built Unity prefab. So you can just drag it into your scene and just hit play and boom, now you can see a leaderboard. But yeah, below the surface, there's a lot going on because this is all stored on a network, on the Beamable cloud, if you will. We're keeping these scores on our end. And these leaderboards are used by games with tons of players. So you might think it's not too complicated. You know, if you have 10, 100, 1,000 players, no big deal. But when you get orders of magnitude larger than that, and you have tons of players all reporting scores to a board, and you have tons of players asking for those scores, there may be a congestion on the scores, and there's other sorts of things that we can get into and talk about, like partitioning, to say like maybe you've got millions of people, but you don't actually want your players to be ranked in a board with a million other people, because it might not be fun for them to be like, oh great, I'm 672,000th. That's not super exciting. Like, you want them to be like 14th. We're like, oh, you're good, but you're not that good. Struggle a little bit more. So there's a bunch of these extra settings you can go into to play with. Like, how do you want people to be grouped? Do you want them to be cohorted based on some other stat? Like, maybe if they're like a pro player, you want them to be in a board with other pro players. There's quite a few knobs and dials that you can play with here. Let alone the side that you need to decide if you want your leaderboard to be updated, like in a server authoritative way or in a client authoritative way, and the pros and cons of each of those as well. So yeah, there's quite a bit, but on the surface, it's just those three things. You set a configuration, you've got some code, maybe you drag in the Beamable prefab just to get rolling, and you're off to the races.
When I would use leaderboards, I remember playing this like firework rhythm game that came out on the Xbox 360. And like when it dropped, I went hard, and I think I hit like 14th, like you were saying, I hit like 14th on the leaderboard or 8th or something, you know, for like 2 minutes, right? Before
yeah, your moment of glory.
Yeah. Like yeah. Get the screenshot. Right. But whenever I go to leaderboards, it's typically like you can see the overall, like,
yep,
where you rank with the world with everybody, but then you can also see with your friends how you rank with them, which oftentimes that really brings that social aspect, so that you can see like, okay, you know, I mean, I do it right now with like achievements on the Xbox, you know, yeah, like how am I, and Xbox does that with the you can see each week and month like how you are ranking against other people on your friends list, you know. And so are these the kind of things that are possible where you can do weekly, monthly, you know, overall?
Yeah. In a way, leaderboards are like a building block for a lot of these features. At Beamable, we think of it that way. I think leaderboards is kind of a core service that we offer. And like, you can just use a leaderboard and be like, I just have a high score table that I want to keep track of. But if you start to think about recurring events, or maybe there's going to be an event that only lasts a week, and you want to see how well people can do, those are kind of layered features that exist on top of a central core of leaderboards. So like, you have a recurring tournament or you have a scheduled event, those are going to use this underlying leaderboard feature. So now you have kind of three choices on how you want to use them, like just on their own or with these other layers. So you can definitely do that for sure. And then like you were saying too, like, oh yeah, you can see where you rank globally or like across the whole game. And yeah, of course you can also see where you are with certain other players. Absolutely. And, go ahead.
This is going to work with like a game that I remember playing a lot, that the leaderboard was very important. The gameplay was awesome. It was called Geometry Wars.
Oh yeah, I love that one. Yeah.
Right? Twin stick shooter, kind of like Asteroid, like kind of like the evolution of Asteroids in a way. The game was awesome, but it was the drive was the leaderboard, right?
Yeah.
It was like,
yep, I totally agree. Yeah.
My friend in particular, like we were just back and forth, like who like, and you know, you'd get that text like, hey, yep, check the leaderboard, right? Like it was just something that that really kept us engaged and kept us going back. And it's, I mean, recently Nintendo just released WarioWare, and the only social aspect that game has is a leaderboard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how much it'll draw people to the game and stuff. I totally agree, especially about Geometry Wars, and just like thinking about games in general. Like, a leaderboard is not a hard concept to understand. Like, you have a high score and you want to gloat, you want to brag to your friends. I think it's amazing how much sticking power it brings to a game when you have a high score table that you can compete with your friends on. I totally had the same experience with Geometry Wars, by the way. I'd get the little message or like go to play the game and see that my friend had topped me. Grr, now I've got to sink another 2 hours here so I can beat them.
Right. But that's what, I mean, if you're a game dev, that's what you want. You know, if your monetization strategy is ads and somebody's going to end up playing for two more hours because, you know, their friend has just dominated their high score. Well, that's money in your pocket. That's keeping people playing your game. And I feel like it's like you nail the gameplay aspect of it. And then you add, you start adding these other features like leaderboard. It just prolongs your game.
Yeah. Not to tout the B-Mobile horn here, but I think that that's one of the core things we're trying to do is like let people focus on their game and then just effectively drag, drop in this leaderboard. So you just get that functionality unlocked and you don't have to spend mental cycles thinking about like, ah, shoot, now I need a server and I need a data persistence layer. And I got to think about like massive amounts of people using this service all at once. Like, not to heck with all that. People want to make games, I think. So they want to focus on the fun part and nail that gameplay, which I think is a lot of where like innovation in games would go, right? Like it's on the gameplay side. I don't know, although I don't want to say this for sure, but I don't think that a lot of players would expect to see like innovation in a leaderboard per se. So I think they're playing games for the gameplay and they're coming back so they can beat their friends at about that fun gameplay. So like, let's let people focus on that part of it.
And that's what I love that. I love that. That is how we are fighting for the game maker. Absolutely. That's it right there. Like it's less time. It's like we've heard John say so many times, it's the Shopify of gaming, right? Like you can focus more time on polishing that gameplay and then just add the leaderboard. That's going to prolong how long people are playing. And that when that is happening, that's a success for us. That's our goal.
Yeah, definitely. And I think leaderboards are at a place where they're almost like expected in a game at this point. Like if a game doesn't have a leaderboard, you might raise an eyebrow at it. And so if you're a game dev and you're trying to put out a game, not having to think about this feature that's going to take a ton of time to build and to build in a scalable way, I think is really powerful. That's not to be said that there aren't still like questions that you're going to need to think about when you're using Beamable's leaderboards. Kind of like I said at the beginning, there are some things that you can control. Like, well, how big do you want your partition sizes to be? Or like, do you want to make it so that any phone or game client can update their score? Or do you need that to go through a central server to like validate the scores? Like those are game specific questions, but I think that we give you the tools so that you can answer those questions in a way that works best for each individual.
And right now, brand new game dev, you know, or a game dev hears this show for the first time, where, like, what does Beamable work with? PC, mobile, console, where are we at right now?
Yeah, great question. Primarily we're mobile historically. So Android, iOS, we've also got a presence now on Steam. So you can use our stuff on PC and Mac. And we also work on WebGL, which is pretty new for us, which is exciting.
Okay. So it's all part of the growing process and consoles eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. Consoles down the road, probably Switch first. And then, we'll get everywhere else soon, I hope.
Yeah, it's the reason I bring it up is just so that, you know, you have a mobile game dev listening to this right now. That's like, okay, this is what I need right now. But if they're on console, they're like, okay, I'm putting this away in the back of my mind so that, I'm gonna follow up. You know what I mean? So
definitely. I think if you're out there listening to this and you're a console dev or maybe like an indie dev on the console, I mean, I'm biased because I work for Beamable, but you should definitely give us a spin, try it out. And then, put a little reminder to check back in a couple of months and see if we've gotten around to officially supporting those build targets.
Okay. One last question. Mm. not beamable related. I just want, you were playing some Asteroids. You playing any other killer games that we need to know about?
Oh man. I started The Ascent, but I'm waiting to do it co-op with somebody. Actually I'm going to go do that tonight. So I'm excited for The Ascent. And I took a long hiatus from Divinity 2 because I got stuck because that game's super hard. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been getting back into it. So like spent a couple of late nights role playing my characters. Trying to free the world from the void.
And to kind of piggyback on the last time we talked, the Secret Agent is getting remastered.
I am very excited for this. I will be getting that when it is available, and I will be playing it.
I was watching it at PAX. I was watching the demo that they had going, and I was like, Chris is going to be so excited. Like,
woo!
Secret Agent is coming back.
It's coming back, baby. Yep.
Coming back. So, all right, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time and just jumping into this and talking about leaderboards. And one, if you guys have questions, if you're listening to this about what Beamable could do for you, beamable.com, you can just head there, chat with somebody, get an email sent off, like jump into our Discord, beamable.com/discord, chat with other game devs in there. We'd love to have you. It's growing all the time. Like we're seeing just continual growth there. And we're here to help and expect more of these. We're going to be talking about all of our different, like we have, a number of sample projects, and we're going to kind of just break down and get a little bit deeper into each one of them. So again, Chris, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Beamable Game Dev Podcast. If you'd like to chat with other game devs, head on over to beamable.com/discord. If you'd like to try Beamable for free, head on over to beamable.com.